Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. This is going to be a fun one. Well, we're going to be getting back out doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'm going to have Betty Boop scratch off tickets. I gave a lot of Betty Boop tickets away last week in Catonsville at El Guapo when Jane Miller and Rob Roblin dropped by. Make sure you go check those out at the Baltimore Podcast Repository at Baltimore Positive. But this week we're at Costas. There's going to be basketball, bankers. We're going to have a wise conversation with Rob Santoni about like marathoning and green beer and all sorts of stuff for St. Patrick's Day. But it's always sort of football season. We got football free agency this week. And this guest came to me from my dear friend Sharon Panazzo from Cubland, not Sticksland. And by the way, I'm seeing Sticks this week too. So there's a little double Panazzo shout out for Chuck and the dearly departed John. And Chicago and deep dish pizza and all the things that I love. But this story comes to me as something that it involves my wife and it involves women. I actually went out to dinner the week of the Super Bowl with a friend of mine, Shea Terp. And we were talking about clear bags and going into sporting events and getting in and out of like events. And I'm a dude, man. I just got to like worry about my wallet, make sure my app's on my ticket and whatnot. Laura Baldini is here. When I found out that she's like involved in juice bars and entrepreneuring and all that stuff, I said, you know what? We're going to talk about clear plastic bags and sporting events and safety, but and fashion. But we're probably going to wind up talking about Boston sports and stuff because when I Googled her, I learned about juice bars on Newberry and different stuff like that. So we welcome Laura Baldini on via Sharon, via baseball, via sports, and a shout out to the Smithereens rock and roll band. I think I covered everything. Laura, welcome in. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Nas. Thank you so much for having me.
Clear plastic bags. There's not a woman I know that goes to a football game or sporting event and doesn't have to like deal with this, right? Like literally, my wife's got a bunch of them. The Ravens sent them out to season ticket holders years ago when the policies changed. I mean, we're 21 years out on 9/11 at this point, right? And like getting in and out of TSA. And I said to my wife, I lost my TSA pre. My God. I mean, I got to get clear. But like getting in and out of anything, and the clear bag thing was clearly something my wife didn't dig. It felt like a gnarly lunch bag, quite frankly.
Yes. I mean, I had a similar experience. I found out the hard way. I went to Gillette Stadium in 2017 and I had my bag taken away.
To see Tommy.
I went to go see you two.
Wasn't a football game. Even better.
Even better.
But you know what? That's a fact. I saw that tour too. I saw the Stones recently. At those events, women, chicks that go to football games, like my wife's been to 1,000, she knows the drill. Right. It's when her sister comes down from Boston, from the Harbor, from Manchester, New Hampshire, and she wants to go to a Ravens game. There's like rules. And I mean, women get tortured with this at the front. I've seen the wanding process and people are like, this is my coach bag. What's wrong with you? Right. So part of it is education. I think every woman that's been to a U2 show knows about this now, right?
You know, now, because every NFL and every college stadium in the country have the same rules. And so any NFL time you go to an NFL stadium or a college stadium for graduation, for a concert, not a sporting event, you still have the same rules. So the bags have to be 12 by 12 by 6 at a max, and they have to be clear. And most of them aren't cute. So when I found out about this, I sort of like looked around the stadium and was like, who has bags? Like, what are they wearing? And everything I saw was so ugly, kind of looked like the plastic a duvet cover comes in.
And not carryable shoulder standpoint or from, it was like sort of carrying, not even like a fanny pack. It was like a pouch you had to carry around.
Or like an evidence bag, like a Ziploc bag, an evidence bag. Nothing was chic about them. And I did a little research, and I'm not a huge sports girl and I'm not a huge concert girl, but I definitely saw that there was a space there to make some great bags. And so that is what I did. So you didn't have to sacrifice fashion for the rules.
Well, I went on that. I saw you two on that tour. So and it's interesting, the conversation I had just off the cuff, like the week that Sharon wrote to me about you and your juice, we're going to get the mother juice in a minute a little bit too, but was about the Super Bowl. And my friend was not a Super Bowl goer, but had a ticket. And she's like, I hear about this plastic bag thing or whatever. And then you come into my world. Hold up what you're talking about, because, and I will say this, my wife is diabetic, right? So my wife has all sorts of things that aren't about her makeup or her hair care. You know, my wife's had cancer twice, and she has very important things to keep her eyes hydrated. So my wife has, everywhere she goes, between needles, meters, batteries, all of that, to fit things in. Mm-hmm. You know, for dudes, we put our wallet or whatever, but for anybody that has a mom, a sister, a wife, someone in your life that you've taken to an event, you know that this can be a real pain in the ass. And I think you've created something. I've never heard of such a concept, but it seems like a perfect gift for my wife. So do tell me about it. Show me.
All right. So one of our most popular ones is the concert clutch. And it's got, you can see like the little fly etched on. It's rose gold hardware with leather, very simple, long, shiny strap. The girls love this one.
That looks elegant to me. I like it.
Right? It is. It's nice. But then what's really great, especially for your wife, is one of our totes, similar also. But what goes inside is just as important as what's
My out. Wife needs a zipper on the top. Hey,
so you got your little pouch.
Oh, no. We got to have... It's got to be contained.
We can do that too. But this one, so everything that goes in these bags has to be loose. Like my glasses, whatever. But
that looks like a beach bag to me. I like that.
There's actually sand at the bottom of it from the summer.
I knew that. I saw that in your tan.
But what's great is you can, like, the pouches are also stadium size. So you pop it in there. And now everything that you need to be trapped in an enclosed place is in there. So you've got... You know, your glasses are loose, whatever.
Now, is that the right size to get in?
Yes.
Okay.
And I've got a bigger size. So we've got...
Because one of the issues for my wife is she's got all this ish, and then she, like, wants to take a scarf or take a hat to anything. Like, that doesn't fit.
So the same with, like, this crossbody one. This one was done by an artist, Betsy Etzenberg. So it's got some cool spikes on it, if you can see them.
That's Gucci. I like that.
Thanks. And so we have a fan pack, and I like to take the fan pack because it's got, you know, the top with the magnetic closure, a little back pocket. I like to put that in this one. And then I like to take the strap from the fan pack that has a little bit more bling.
That looks like a seatbelt. I like that.
Yeah, right? So then it just, you know, cross body.
Nice.
There
you go. All right. We're getting ideas here.
I like it. Pouches for your stuff, for your needles, for your diabetic medication, your inhaler, whatever it may be. You can pop it in a little pouch and it will work.
I hope you can sneak the booze into the U2 show the next time they come back around. I miss concerts. McCartney's here this summer. If your wife needs a plastic containing device, how does my wife find these things from you, Laura?
You can go to thefly.com. It's spelled F-L-I-E, and it means find love in everything. So the F-L-I-E.
F-L-I-E. The F-L-I-E. I like it. I'm going to pull this up. All of do I call them purses, carrying devices? What is sensitive? Handbag. I just want to be sensitive, make sure I'm not offending anybody, because I offend people. You know that, Laura. Laura Baldini is here. The F-L-I-E is the way to find her. Now, listen, I found you through these bags and through my friend Sharon and the Cubs and the Smithereens and rock and roll and all that stuff. But I Googled you. I don't want to say it's your primary business. Maybe, you know, I'm not sure, but a legacy, you've had it a long time now, Mother Juice. And I'm not a health nut. I eat a lot of ice cream, French fries. I've swallowed a lot of aggression and pizza. I drink beer. I like wine. I like bad things, but I do subscribe to juice and healthy things and organic things. And I've talked about my wife's, you know, health battles and concerns. Give me a little background on juicing and how you got involved in this, because I think it was health related that led you to juicing. And we're all familiar with Jack LaLanne 20 years ago. Get the juicer. You got to have the juicer. And I think we would have all lived a little longer if we listened to him, right? It's why my skin glows. It's all the coconut water.
Totally. And it's all about balance, really, I think. We started Mother Juice in 2012, and we were a food truck, and we were the first cold-pressed juice in Boston, and we were a cold-pressed food truck. And we did that for a couple of years. And then 2014.
So did you sell muffins and just juice?
No, just juice. And then we were cold pressing it on the truck and smoothies, which if anybody knows how cold pressing is like quite a process. It's not just like the gym juicer where you shove everything in and it like spins and comes out.
How is it different? I want to know this because I want to taste it. I want to taste the difference and maybe even feel the difference.
So cold pressed, it works in a machine where you grind the vegetables without heat and then put it into basically like cheesecloth type of a thing. And the machine will squeeze it so tight that the pulp ends up being something you can hold pretty straight out.
It's kind of like what I do when I do a margarita with the lime, kind of a little bit like that.
Get it all in there. Yeah.
Get it all at it. Yeah. All right.
So
nice.
You don't want to drop left. And that just, it makes it so the enzymes and everything that's good for you in there stays tighter because with the macerating blenders that a gym would use or most home juicers are, those add a little bit of heat. And so you've got to drink them fairly quick. Otherwise they start to lose all the nutrients, but with a cold pressed, you've got about 3 days with it. You know, that's super airtight. Everything is in there. And
oh, that's green and lean. What's in that? Come on now.
This is the six. It's kale.
You know what I have found? The ones that look the grossest taste the best. And it's really, I swear to God, whenever I'm in a pinch and I go for any of the natural, I don't want to give your competitors away, but I've seen them. I always am like, yeah, I want to try that. And I'm like, tastes a lot better than it looks. You know, it's better for you.
You know what else tastes also great with a lot of them is vodka.
I started with the tequila. Don't get me started. Laura Baldini's here. She is an entrepreneur. You're from the Boston area, still based in Boston?
I am. I live in the city now. I grew up outside of the city, but I've been here for about 25 years.
And you don't have any, you're like nonplussed about Tom Brady completely, right?
I mean, I had an opinion about him leaving. Then I had an opinion about him retiring, and then I guess, you know, my opinions.
Well, I mean, your opinions probably Giselle would look good with one of your bags.
She has one. She's got one.
Laura Baldini.
For a little while.
Yeah, I knew that. You've been around. She's probably, well, you're talking about Brady. Like, yeah. He doesn't eat, I don't know the word, but like tomatoes that have skin.
They're shade, they're like shadow, dark. There's something because
he has a TB12 thing, right? That he has a diet thing. So maybe Giselle wouldn't be down with the green juice. I don't know.
No, she is. We've sent her them. She's gotten them too. She loved our old packaging. They used to live in Boston, and Boston's so small.
Oh, right.
So we went
to. We don't deliver to Tampa, you know.
We don't deliver to Tampa yet. Probably won't to them. We actually did Tom's juice for his book. We made him a couple of big jars of his green juice that had broccoli and some other things that don't smell as great when you're juicing, but they're probably good for you.
So hold on. You made Tom Brady. Broccoli? What else? I love broccoli. I love cauliflower.
Broccoli is great. Broccoli juiced has a different smell to it that I wasn't used to when we were juicing it. But in his cookbook, he had a green juice. And so for his cookbook launch, we catered part of it and did the juice for him. And so it was kind of fun.
I want to drink the juice that Tom Brady's drinking.
Yeah, we can make it for you. And Julian Edelman used to come in all the time to our shops. And, you know, it was nice.
I love Sharon's. I'm going to have you on anyway. The purse thing came up. That's all good. But I said on the juice thing in discussing it with people, and look, I had, you know, Smoothie King as a sponsor 20 years ago in the college and whatnot. But like truly what you're doing in it's different. And I want to understand it better because as I get older, I'm trying to stay healthy. Right. I mean, there's nothing. I think the educational part of what organic means and even cold press, I didn't understand the heat and the nutrients. That's new information to me.
It does get confusing because there's a lot of places out there that say that they're organic, cold pressed, they're this, they're that, but like, are they organic? If they're $5, they're probably not. And I mean, ours are like 10, but prices of organics go up. There's 2 pounds of vegetables in this bottle. Yeah, they're great. And I really believe in that balance of like, playing hard, but also like correcting it with lots of green juice.
Well, you did mention the vodka and I mentioned the tequila. So, you know,
they make great conscious cocktails.
Perfect for a Saturday or a Sunday. It replaces the Bloody Mary. I'm all for that, man.
And they make for mimosa bars. They're wonderful too. So they don't, I mean, it's great to do a juice cleanse and it's great to like drink a lot of green juice, but it's also nice to find sneaky ways to get it into your world without feeling like you're drinking a juice.
Well, you say juice cleanse. That's something I've never done, but I know people that have done various cleanses. I'm a longstanding yogi, probably 25 years. So, I mean, I'm around people in communities where people have often, you know, had results and posting it online and all that. Where are you on the juice cleansing and what would your role be in that regarding what you do for a living, which is sell healthy things to people?
Yeah. Every once in a while, I think I want to do a juice cleanse. I mean, because it's great for your digestive system. It's great to sort of reset. It's very basic. You know, you've got your six juices that you're doing.
Is that 7 days, 10 days? What is that?
You can do as many days as you want. 1, 2, 3, 7. When Kevin Hart was in town, when we first opened our Kendall Square location, they were filming something here. His crew used to come in all the time and like, we couldn't figure out how they were for a while. And we eventually did. And one of his guys did 30 days only, just juice, came in every day, picked up 7. And they loved it. For me, I like to do 90%, 80% juice, and then 20% whatever. So you've
still got it. Doesn't feel so restrictive, right?
Right. Like, and I want to go out to dinner. And, or if I have a dinner meeting, I'm not bringing my juice with me. But I would do something, you know, healthy if I was.
Well, I know it was all the rage for, you know, people definitely, and it was something that I considered, and I'm always, is that healthy or is it not? You know, right. Is it going to be better for me or worse for me? You know, how I look and the weight and all that. It's just, what does it do to the inside? And I would think it allows your body to function more easily. You know, it certainly,
all the organs.
Yeah. It just makes your body doesn't have to work as hard, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And, hey, I appreciate the visit. Thanks for educating me on juices. We'll send everybody out. It's The Flie, but it's F-L-I-E.
Find love in everything.
Yeah. Everything's up. Well, here, I can pull the website up, as well here. And I'll do that before I go. So folks can find it, see it. If you're following it out online, stadium approved, clear handbags that are posh and they're practical. And my wife will love them. And your wife will love them too, especially if you're often a concert goer or going to the McCartney show or Orioles games or Ravens games. Laura, thanks for the visit. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
Anybody that adds some angst to Tom Brady on the program, it's all good. We feel that here. It's all good. I love angry Boston sports fans. It reminds me of my youth. Y'all have been too happy the last 25 years. So Laura Baldini joining us here from Boston, The Flie, F-L-I-E. Go find them and buy one for your wife. I am Nestor. We are WNST. We're going to be getting back out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, buying crab cakes, tasty crab cakes. We're going to be at Costas this week, probably drinking aforementioned beer or vodka or something. We're juicing in a different kind of way. It costs us from 2 to 5 on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. Also, our friends at Goodwill Industries want to give a shout out. I think Lisa and Jonathan are coming on the program a little later on in the month as well. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.